With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Mustang Track Club athletes studying abroad have delivered impressive performances this week. On Wednesday evening at the Neotic Series White Division meet, Daquana Howell took first place in the girls' 60-meter race with a time of 7.96 seconds and led Spire Academy to victory in the girls' 4x200-meter with a time of 1.39.81. Over at the Speed Capital Midwest Indoor Meet in Ohio, Daniqua Howell secured first place in the girls' 13-year-old long jump with a leap of 4.80 meters and finished third in the girls' 200 meters with a time of 27.68 seconds. Her sister, also representing Spire Academy, took first place in the 15-16 girls' 400 meters with a time of 1 minute and 19 seconds. In other athletics news, Andrew Stone has signed with Kansas State and will begin there in September. Currently attending South Plains College in Levelland, Texas, Andrew specializes in high jump and long jump and will continue to showcase his talents next season. The Cayman Islands Flag Football Association is in Tampa, Florida this weekend for the 2025 USA Flag Football World Championships. Over 1,200 teams will be in attendance over the weekend, with a number of international teams coming from Austria, Mexico, France, Cuba, Jamaica, and, of course, a men and women's team from the Cayman Islands, along with a host of other countries. In other local sports, Stephen Wellington is among the 22 officials participating in the Caribbean Football Union Next Generation Referee Course next week in Barbados. Cayman Islands Football Association President Alfredo Whitaker says Wellington is consistent, shows excellent reading of the game, and good decision-making.
Stephen, I really hope that he continue to work in his games the way he do it locally. Sometimes at national team level, the games are easier. Sometimes they become a little bit more difficult. It all depends on what you're going to tolerate as a referee. But we're looking for Steve and for Jonathan. We already have Ben that have a lot of experience, but we're looking especially for Steve and Jonathan to represent us really, really well. We're looking forward to have them reffing at CONCACAF games, and not only at the CFU level, but we're looking forward for them to be very successful.
Over 3 days, officials undergo intensive training on the field and in the classroom, followed by a modified online program with mentorship. Participants like Stephen may receive competition appointments, including the CFU Girls Under 14 Challenge Series this weekend. The training equips Caribbean referees with skills necessary for the FIFA refereeing international lists. The KPMG Under 14 Boys and Girls Interprimary Basketball League tipped off this week. One of the league organizers is Colin Anglin. He tells Radio Cayman Sports 24 teams make up this year's competition, with kids excited to be on the court competing once again.
We're looking forward to another exciting season. You know, KPMG has been, you know, supporting this league now for over 15 years. So, you know, we're really thankful for their continued support of youth basketball. It's about creating opportunities for, you know, the kids to be able to represent their schools and to continue to do some team building and learn team skills. There are 13 boys teams and 11 girls teams. And so the league has actually grown by about 33%. So we're continuing to see growth in the sport and in participation levels. So, you know, as an association, we're very excited about that.
The girls' games are every Monday, and the boys' games are played on Wednesdays between 3 and 4 p.m. at various school venues across the island. And mark your calendars. The Cayman National Stride Against Cancer event is just 9 days away, offering exciting options for both walkers and runners. The event kicks off on Sunday, January 26th, starting and finishing at Public Beach on West Bay Road. Families can enjoy a 10-kilometer run or walk to the wharf and back, which is just over 6 miles. For those preferring a shorter distance, the 5K turnaround point is at the Fidelity Center roundabout. Runners can also take on the half marathon, which extends to South Church Street with a turnaround at Caribbean Paradise and back to Public Beach. The race begins at 5:30 a.m. with a finish cutoff time at 9 a.m. The half marathon is officially timed, and participants will receive a chipped bib in their race packet. You can find out more details by visiting racecaribbean.net, cics.ky, or email stride@cics.ky. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.